Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Everyone, welcome to this edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I'm Janice Malone here, and we're just enjoying all of this warmth and sunshine and, you know, summer. Yeah, summer's here. Maybe not as hardcore in some parts of the country, like maybe Florida or Arizona or Palm Springs, you know, deserty places. But the fact remains, summer is here, and I am so excited. I am so excited because, as many of you know, spring, summer has got to be my most favorite time of year. And so it has arrived, and I'm ready for it. I've been sitting around the corner in my easy chair for a month waiting for summer to arrive. It is here. Well, the verbs speak of summer. I hope you're having an early, pleasant summer, early season, but hopefully you're planning your vacations and planning your family reunions and such. High school class reunions, college class reunions as well. But summer is just so much fun. And in some parts of the country, as I said, the weather has already gone from spring to steaming, boiling hot. And as we all know, the hotter the weather gets, and especially when people are traveling with their pets, pet owners are looking for easy ways to keep up with their dogs and their cats while they're away from home on vacation. Or maybe just when you're at work. We've got some news for you if you are a pet parent. So stay tuned. You need to listen. Okay? Now, our feed guest for this show is the one and only award-winning journalist, Jill Rapoport. And we've seen Jill and her work for many years all over NBC, the Today Show, and other shows on the NBC network. She's also a best-selling author, and she is known also for award-winning work as an animal advocate. Yes, she is. As I said, with summer now in full bloom, Jill will be coming on shortly to share some simple tips with us about how to better care for our pets and keep them healthy with all of this heat and humidity and insects and mosquitoes. Deal with that stuff just like we do. Plus, in addition to that, Jill will be sharing, and this is what I really want you guys to be really aware of and take notes when she, you know, presents the whole information. She's going to share Comcast cable people, the latest camera feature, and now pets. Yeah, you know where I'm going with it. This new camera feature allows the user to quickly and easily kind of narrow in on the clips that are really relevant to you. And that, again, that includes your pets. And so, you know, this week, The Secret Life of Pets 2 will be hitting the theaters. Yeah, I just love it. Don't you just love that movie? A lot of us, that's why they made a second a sequel. But anyway, The Secret Life of Pets 2. Hitting the theaters, you can't miss it. Whatever city you live in, just check your local movie listings, but it's there, show up. So, Comcast has this new camera feature that will allow you to look and view at your pets and what's going on while you're at work or while you're away. Yes, yes, yes. And let me show you how cool this is. Comcast and Wakefield Research, you know, one of those big important companies that are real smart and they do research, they conducted a survey and they found that 84% of pet owners check their security cameras to make sure their pets are not doing anything naughty. You know, like, I don't want to give this away, but like that in the hit movie, Secret Life of Pets. Yeah, we don't want anything like that. And they also found that 66% 6% of pet owners use their cameras to look at their pets as they kind of like need a pick-me-up during the day while you're at work. Who doesn't do that? Does anybody do that? Okay, over half our listeners do that. Additionally, they found out that 65% surveyed found it a bigger hassle to have to find the video clips of their pets because there is no filtering feature to narrow it down, you know, on the traditional security cameras. So they have to go through numerous clips and clips until they find the ones about their pets. Well, guess what? Comcast has done something about that. So you don't have to filter through all of these miles and miles of video clips until you find specifically the ones that you want to see of your little pet buddy there. So Jill is going to come on here. We are almost ready to bring her online. And she's going to give us more information about this new camera feature that Comcast has created. How it works and how it will benefit everybody who's a pet parent. So I understand we have her online. So let's get with Jill and get your pens and papers because these are some really good tips that I think everybody, especially if you have a pet, or maybe you're thinking about getting a pet for the summer. Somebody in your family wants a puppy or a kitty cat for a gift. Birthday's coming up. Graduation just passed. Or maybe after you see The Secret Life of Pets 2, it will inspire you to go out and get a pet. Hopefully that will be something that's fun. So anyway, pay attention. Just pay attention. I'm going to be paying attention. I'll have my notebook here as well. So let's bring on Jill Rappaport so that we can get all of the goodies and all of this information that she's going to share with us. So are we ready? Okay, let's bring her on board right now.
Okay, we have America's favorite award-winning animal advocate.
I love you already.
Very pretty animal advocate as well. And I understand that. I'm just looking at my notes, and I just love what you're doing. You have so much information for pet owners, pet parents. Summer 2019, tell us how we can help keep our furry creatures and pets, you know, safe for the summer.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, this is Stanley. I'm the proud pet parent of 6 rescues. He's one of my fur babies. And, you know, I tell people, you just have to be their ears and eyes. We are their voice. We have to protect them. And summer is such a wonderful time. We have so much fun with our pets then, because also be a very dangerous time. And you know, that's why this Xfinity camera is so great and so important. You know, really to keep an extra set of eyes on our pets if we're not there, to know not only that they're having fun and they're doing what they need to do, but that they're safe. I had an unbelievable experience happen to me before I had my camera. I literally went down, I have horses, I went down to the barn. I was gone for 5 minutes. I came upstairs and I see this rumbling in my duvet cover. My little dachshund got stuck in the duvet cover and he couldn't find his way out. Now I have to tell you, if I wasn't home and I hadn't come in that moment, he could have died. He could have suffocated. Now if I had my camera, I could have immediately called someone. I would have seen this. It is so important because, listen, we love them to death, but they can get in trouble in a nanosecond. And with the summer season here, we have to protect them. It's so hot outside. Never leave your pet in the car. I don't need to tell you that. Some people think it's okay to run in to a store for 5 seconds. Guess what? A bulldog, an English bulldog, they can't breathe the way the other breeds can. They could die in that time. So what I'm trying to tell people is, just really think about what you need to do to protect them at all times. And, you know, with this pet camera, the studies show that like 94% of this amazing survey that Xfinity did, 94% of people who have pet cameras are enjoying watching their pet. That is giving them the most joy during the day. And they can be checking in as much as 4 times during the day. And I said to myself, I wonder what their bosses think of that. But you know, if you have that camera, you're going to be tuning in and going, what's going on? And it not only is it enjoyable, you want to know what's up, right?
Absolutely. So this camera, and of course we did to Xfinity, Comcast. I'm accustomed to it.
Of course, right?
Of course. So you can monitor what's going on with the pet babies. You can just look on your phone or your computer, or how does this work?
Yes, you can, and that's what's so great about it. You can monitor 24/7. And, you know, we had it so that you could see people and vehicles, and now we can see our fur angels. And you can go through all the videos and edit and find out what they're up to. And how reassuring is that as a pet parent to know that you can keep an extra set of eyes on them at all times? So I just think it's such a wonderful thing. Thank goodness Xfinity came out with this, and now is the time that we need to know that our pets are safe. And listen, for people that work, you know, some people leave their pets alone. They could be alone 6-8 hours before a dog walker comes or somebody comes to take them out or whatever. And it is very comforting when you can look and you can say, they're okay, they're sleeping, they're happy, that everything is good at home. Because if you have an emergency, this is the way to catch it before something really happens. Thank goodness.
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, when our little pets are kind of being naughty, like tearing open those pillows.
Right.
Well, I'll ask you this really quick question. Have you ever had a rough sunny experiences with one of your pets where they're just ripping open something and you're like, what did you do?
Now that I have my camera, I'm really seeing the devil's side, as I like to say. Now, this little angel looks sweet and mellow. Trust me, his nickname is Devil Dog at home. What he does, what I've caught him doing on that camera, he will go up, he waits. I have two dachshunds of my 6-2, and he waits till they're sound asleep. And little big Stanley creeps up very slowly. I saw this on the camera. And he'll go, whoa, right in their ear, right when they're sound asleep. And I said, Stanley, how could you do that? No, I don't see that when I'm home with him. I caught him on the camera. So, you know, it's hysterical. It's comic relief, and it's also a mental massage. It's relaxing to watch them, but it's also hysterical. You know, like when I saw that, I said, this dog is, you know, he comes off, it reminds me, you know, sweet and perfect in person, and all of a sudden that other side comes out.
Stanley, the practical joker, the prankster there.
He's hilarious, but I didn't know till I saw it on camera.
Oh, my goodness. Well, finally, are there any new trends or products? I won't say products because I know you don't want to endorse it, but I mean anything that for the summer that's going to be real trendy for pet owners and their pets.
Well, I think, first of all, the camera's the rage. Everybody wants to know that they can keep an eye. I think the camera is number one. I really do.
Okay.
I also think just, you know, different ways of, like, safety tips. Like, you know, I have leashes that light up so you can see at night where you're walking. I've now seen, it seems more so, it used to look ridiculous, but you walk down in Manhattan, you see dogs wearing shoes and little booties, and I used to look at them, and I felt so bad for the dog. But guess what? They're protecting their pads from that terribly hot cement or anything that could be on the ground that could hurt them. So at first I thought it was crazy, but guess what? Those pet owners were way ahead of their time. Also, I think that we're seeing so many more harnesses, especially on the small dogs. If you have a dog under 13 pounds, there is no way you should ever be walking that dog with just a collar. You absolutely should only have a harness. And if you have a big dog like Stanley who has back or hip issues, hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia, harness. So I'm seeing a lot more people being in tune with health and well-being of their pet. And I think it's so important because they are our children. They're an extension of our family.
Yeah.
We need to treat them like that, right?
Yes, so true. One of the things that I am very surprised and happy to see is that there's now a lot of organic pet food nowadays. So that's really
unbelievable,
nice to see.
Right? And, you know, people like me, I actually go to a big chain. I won't mention the name, but I mix with my homemade food. I take pure pink salmon, wild salmon, and I sprinkle it in. They love it. If you have an animal that has an eating issue and is picky or finicky about their food, all six of my dogs love the salmon. So, I see a lot more people doing, the gourmet thing is sometimes a little over the top, but I do think that there's ways, first of all, you have to do your research. Dog food, it's very controversial. You have to really be careful what you're feeding your animal. There's a fabulous website called dogfoodadvisor.com, and it will tell you every single dog food on the market, every ingredient, how it's rated, if there was ever a recall. It's very important to know, because you could be feeding your pet something that had a few recalls and that really isn't good for your pet. So it can drive you crazy, but it's worth doing it, because listen, you should be as safe and secure what you put in your body, so should they. What they ingest is just as important.
Exactly. Wow. That is a big dose of good knowledge to have.
Thank you.
Pet owners as well. So for the summer 2019, you have laid it all out there. There's no excuse for people not to do the right things by their pets, because you have provided the information for sure.
And I just thank you so much for being on this early morning.
Thank you so much. And please go to the website, xfinity.com/petcare, because I go into detail more about my pet tips.
Okay.
And again, I think my most important tip for everybody out there is opt to adopt. Rescue is the only way to go. It is the best gift you can give yourself and the pet. So please adopt. Give them a home, and they will thank you the rest of their lives, right?
Yes.
He's not a kisser. He's a French poodle. He usually kisses hands.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll become little
pranksters like family.
Yes.
Say hi.
That's so cute.
Yes.
Come here. It's so cute.
Well, thank you
again, and happy summer to you and all of your
Yes, and best media. Of luck on your new project. It sounds amazing. What a beautiful, beautiful initiative.
I think so, and I would love sometime when we get rolling to have you to come on to, you know, share some of your memories and some of your pets as well.
Oh, yes, and we all have them, and, you know, they live on forever in our hearts, and that's a beautiful thing that you're doing, and I think it will really resonate with your viewers.
I know. I do too. That's why we came up with it. But anyway, thank you again, and look forward to seeing you, of course, on network television, as we always have been for all these years.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a wonderful, safe summer, and opt to adopt.
Okay, opt to adopt. Okay, thank you again. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Jill Rappaport, television personality, award-winning television personality and animal advocate as well. Very helpful tips. Again, go to the website, xfinity.com/, I believe it's pets. Let me make sure I got that right, because you guys know I'm always getting website information wrong. Let me make sure I got that right. Xfinity.com. Yeah, I think I got it right. Well, just go look at it. Xfinity.com/, I think it's P-E-S, pets. Let's see if I have it right here. Yes, I do. Oh, not quite. Well, if you Google pets, I'm sure it will pop up. I did not have a pen in the front of me when she was talking. That's my fault. We have been doing a lot of moving around here. We know, you know, we moved our offices from Nashville to Las Vegas, and so we're still trying to finding our way, like pencils and, oh, you know, the basic things like that. But anyway, opt to adopt, as Jill said, and also go to the website that she mentioned during the conversation, dogfoodadvisor.com, and they can give you unbiased opinions and information about the safest pet foods and such for your animals, your pets, your dogs, and your cats specifically. And it's very helpful information. I was looking at it yesterday, in fact. So, again, Jill Rappaport has a lot to say about keeping our furry friends and friends and animals and family members safe during the summer. I think that's a really cool feature that Xfinity Comcast has created about the filter for cameras. So make sure you take advantage of that. If you are an Xfinity Comcast customer, you can ask them about the feature and how does it work, what does it cost, maybe get a demonstration firsthand there, you and your favorite little pet there. You can watch it together. So, okay, anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio Show with me, Janice Malone, here. And we want to thank our guest, TV personality and award-winning animal rights advocate, Jill Rapoport, for helping us with the very valuable information about how to keep our pets safe for the summer season. And that's going to do it for us. Drop us a line, info@filmfestivalradio.com, if you have any questions or if you'd like to see someone on the show specifically. So we'll see you on our next show. Have a great rest of the day. And make sure that you go see The Secret Life of Pets 2. It's opening up in just a few hours, so go see it. Okay, we'll see you on our next show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.